something in your life, and maybe because of circumstances and your parents poor, you know, get it. But I could say that I always want to be a teacher and I get the opportunity to realize it. Although I'm not a full-fledged teacher, I still get the opportunity to teach. You know, I'm not a full-fledged teacher, but I still get that. Because when I was at Eden Williams School, and sometimes it has leave me there with it, she got had to go to the library to do something, she leave me there with the kids, and I take over because I see what she do, I know what to do, and so. And when I was at Edith Williams School, and Miss Harrigan, she's good, my teacher, and then they'll be very good friends. Miss Harrigan can't come, she would call me here and tell me she can't, you know, coming out this morning because she's free, whatever. And we go to school, and they don't have a para, a paraprofessional, to take over the class. I take the class. They leave the class with me until when my time come to leave. When my time come to leave, now either take them up to the office or they send somebody. But I see exactly what she do to the children and how to teach them. And those children, you see, like the children that I see there, you know, there we go to school. They're 20. We have 20. We're supposed to have 24 kids. They're not nice children, you know, but when you hear me tell them quiet, I'm very strict with them, and they love me, and I love them. But I know how to keep them quiet. I know how to, you have some teachers, they're the one who are going to walk on the floor. She can't go them children in there. Those are my class. But she, you have to know. So what I'm saying that you have to have faith and trusting God about things, you know. And I thank God for life. I'm not a rich person, but I think I thank God for my life. I thank God because He make me love Him and serve Him. And most in everything in the world is that Christ live in me and I love Him and trust Him. And trust Him and depend on Him for my life. And I have a lot to thank him for. Thank him for see how Hyacinth is. Hyacinth, very intelligent person. And you. And Denise. And to me, like her. And so I thank God for that.
He just had two
of them.
Yeah, they were here.
Where?
That yours.
Where he was? Oh, one
eat? Yeah, he was there.
Oh. Sorry.
So yeah, let me tell you. So me tell and one thing again, do not let nothing take over your life. Don't let your computer or your thing, it's your job, your thing, but don't let it be your life. You know? Don't let it take all your attention. Give time out for Christ. You have times when you stay, turn it off if you have nothing important to do, and just get it, like you have this book and read, and then concentrate, and then thank God. Thank God for your life. Thank God for who He made you are. What you mean, yeah. And when you go to, I ask God to pray and say, Lord, help Stephen that he may find someone that loved the Lord. Someone who know Christ. You know. You don't want no unhappiness in your life now. It's better you stay with your day with it and serve God. Eh? You need someone who love God too. Who love the Lord and who love you for who you are, not for what you have or for what you could give, but someone who love you because you are Steve and I just love Steve. Like Joe, when I married to Joe, boy, it's a good thing. Joe in your life, Joe is your father. Joe take you over there. You go to the hospital, and I Joe, and you know that Joe, I love Joe. You know Joe, and Joe just have his fault, he's drinking and so on thing, right? But I did love Joe, and I stick with Joe, and trust in God that He will change Joe one of the day. But you see, I had was to be changed too. I had was to serve God too. I have to love God and do that in order. He could see God in me, that Christ lived in me, right? And before Joe get changed in life, I just encourage you one thing with Joe. God said that you have to be willing. See? apple. Apple you look for?
The apple?
Yeah. Quiet, you smell the apple.
Just give me half of the peel.
Half
of
that?
Yeah.
Can I peel it?
No, no.
Take out the paper. You wash it, right?
I wash them. I wash them and put them up.
Thanks.
Well, what mean to say that? When you see before, your thing, God always saying God's word. He don't compel you to come to him. You have to be willing. Right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a willing spirit that you want to serve. And one thing with Joe, when before Joe, God saved God took thing, when I said, Joe, you have to read your Bible every day, you know. You're going out there to work, you don't know what happened to you and so, and you have to read. He always willing to do it. He do it. If he said, Joe, let's kneel down and pray together. He willing, he do it. Until God can, you know, God see that he have a willing spirit. So he work in him and make him get saved and go and give his life to Christ. And he being baptized and everything. And may he continue to grow and so. And I want you to continue to serve God. Because nothing in this world, you know, care where you have all your house or riches. When you look around something, have the heart that stay back right here. You know, is what, and you have to live again. You have a thing in a book there, if you look at where somebody asking about what going to happen to us after this life, and what's going on, one the book we were reading. But there is heaven and there is hell. There is good and there is bad. Choose good. Choose Christ. Choose heaven and not hell. And in order to do so, you have to serve Christ. Okay? So read.